How much did, was Dean able to sort of just pick up where he left off, or couldn't you tell that today?
Yeah, no, I couldn't really tell. Most of the stuff he did was with the trainers.
What did you think of Brian against Denver?
Who?
Brian Price.
Oh, okay. I don't think I've ever heard anybody call him Brian before. And that is his name.
That is his name.
Okay, that is his name.
You had me confused for a second.
Yeah, no, you had me confused.
What do you call him?
He's BP.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought he had some good plays, and he had some plays I wish he had back. And I think just like anybody, they ended up starting their starting center who hadn't played in a preseason game yet. And so he got against some good competition in there. So, and that was good to see in there. Kind of had some plays he won, and had some plays where the other guy won. So that was good. I was happy to see that they played him in there. So, but I think he keeps coming along and coming along every week.
Same question on Christian Ringo. I'm not sure what you call Christian, but he's obviously provided some pass rush here for you the last couple of games.
Yeah, he. Did some good things pass rush wise. Some good things in the run too. Just got to be just a little bit more consistent, his big thing. But I think again, he's another guy that's coming every week. You know, you see him making a few plays in the pass rush.
When you look at the camp that Dean was having, I know you don't feel like you can tell if he's picked it up where he left off before the knee injury, but. How good of a camp was he having? You seem to be really pleased.
Yeah, I think just like he and Kenny, both of them, you know, that second year, you hope they take that step forward. And the mental commitment that they both made, the physical commitment that they both made, they were both, you know, Kenny's making strides and is able to, knock on wood, stay healthy. Thought Dean was making strides in the right direction. You know, his arrow's pointing up. And so hopefully he's you know, he hasn't been out that long, so hopefully he'll pick right back up where he left off. It's not like he's missed, you know, a month or whatever.
So when it comes to a guy making a second-year jump, because some guys do it and, frankly, some guys don't, do you think it's the mental thing that's the biggest?
I think every guy is different, and defensive line is in my, you know, it's one of the harder positions to get going on. Some guys take longer than others. I mean, you take a look at these guys that play 3-4 years, and then the fifth year they kind of hit that stride, you know. And it's some guys are just naturally talented, hit it in the first year. Some guys follow that pattern first, second, third. I think everybody's different. I don't really like to pigeonhole them in there, and I just like to see improvement on that. And particularly with him, because the position that he plays is so much different than what he played in college. And just being out there on the edge. But that's one of the things that's impressive about him is the ability to, he can still go out there and do that for you if you need him in a pinch. So, he's done a little bit of that for us, but he's also able to come inside, play the five, play the three, and do those things. He's got the length you're looking for.
Whenever the medical staff clears Montravius, what will the process be like in terms of getting him from wherever he is when he gets back on the field to being ready to play in the game?
Yeah, that's going to be that's kind of a hard one for me to answer, you know, because, I mean, we're just going to have to see where he's at, you know. I mean, it's kind of hard for me to answer that one. But he's been doing a good job in the classroom. Everything that he can do right now, he's taking it very serious. And hopefully he'll pop right back in there. And this is kind of a new one for me too, so I haven't had this at my position, this injury, so I'm not really familiar with it all that much.
Not to discount anything that Dean can do, but just seeing Kenny and Mike out there Saturday night and how they can play off of each other, how good do you think that can be as a tandem?
Right, those are two good football players. Too good, and you know, just you're going to need it, but you need more than two. Okay, but those are two really good football players, and they're, you know, Kenny's 21 years old, and it's kind of sometimes hard to believe he's 21 years old. Just if you saw him in the meeting room, his dedication, his awareness of things, he's going to have a really bright future. Doesn't seem like you're talking when you talk to him to a 21-year-old, you know. So that's a good thing.